Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. We got Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, Houston wow. Texans edition, at the bottom of the hour. And Alex, I am just completing... Today is my 10th day, a 10-day smoothie cleanse.
Look at you, C.
So I just figured you'd be happy with that. My old college teammates wanted to lose some weight. And so, you know, we supporting some of those that want to lose.
Good man, C.
And I myself lost about 10 or 11 pounds.
I have no doubt.
I'm sick of smoothies, though, at least the kind I've been drinking.
But I saw
you're supposed to drink 3 smoothies a day. And, you know, you can eat carrots and munch between meals
right.
or between the smoothies. The last few days, I've done 1 smoothie. Just because it's like, I'm just tired of the smoothies.
But I thought I saw
and
you
they're good,
chicken wings at the party on Sunday night, no?
Did you see me anything? You didn't see me eat or drink anything but water. That was tough.
And there was a lot of good food there.
My God. And that's the toughest thing. I'm not hungry. But you miss the pleasure of eating.
Right.
That's what it is.
Really.
You're addicted
to
eating.
It's as simple as that.
Food.
It's the pleasure.
It's a pleasure, yeah.
That's what
it's
it
a
is.
Mental
That's why challenge. Fasting is the hardest thing for
yeah.
people.
Yep. It's the pleasure. It's not, you're not hungry. I've done a lot of fast. You're not hungry. It's after a few days. It's just you miss the pleasure of eating food. And I can't wait to eat some tomorrow. I'll tell you that.
Well, see, you know, it's funny if you think about it. It's like it's a stapling and engagement. Like, think when you go out and meet people, what do you do?
Oh, yeah. No, it's a social. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, all right. Let's move on to the NCAA football. And, Rob, we know it's, I mean, everything is in flux right now. Conferences, I mean, the Pac-12 is decimated. And the Big Ten, how many teams the Big Ten have in it now?
40.
18, 40. 60 is ridiculous. Can we change the name?
Could it be the Big 40? Is that what you
mean?
Want to be?
Right, like Big Ten, really? I mean, my goodness, it hadn't been 10 in years. But anyway, Chip Kelly, the coach at UCLA.
And the Big 12 has 16 teams. Very nice.
Yeah. He has a thought on what they should do with big-time college football. Here's Chip Kelly.
Notre Dame is an independent in football, but they're in a conference for everything else. Why aren't we all independent for football? And take the 64 teams in Power 5, make that one division. Take the 64 teams in Group of 5, make that another division. We play for a championship. They play for a championship. No one else gets affected. Our sport's different than everybody else. We only play once a week. Travel's not a big deal for football, but it is a big deal for other sports.
Because there's things called tradition and all kinds of other stuff that Chip Kelly doesn't apparently care about. He just wants to, like, let's blur everything, throw everybody into a bowl, and who cares? The stripping of college football, and Chris, I grew up in New York. I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm the biggest
college football
town, yeah. Okay? We're a pro sports town, okay? We didn't have a college football. I did cover college football early in my career. I used to cover Army games, Chris. I covered Rutgers. I covered college football early on in my career when I was a general assignment reporter for the Daily News. But and then, obviously, I worked in Detroit a long time and Michigan State. And Michigan, you know, was a big part of that experience in Michigan. And I just, like, let's just destroy. What's the best way we can make the most money and not care about anything? Let's just do that. So it just seems like nobody cares about holding on to some things. It's all about money. The college football was broken, Chris?
Yeah, it was broke. They were taking advantage of the students.
Well, other than that.
I mean, that's huge.
Not that part.
How was the play, Mrs. Lincoln?
Not that part. I'm talking about the actual college football and the games and who won and things like that. People still pack the stadiums. People still
win.
Okay, but I'm just like, we're just destroying everything.
But here's the thing.
I disagree with Chip Kelly. I do.
Yeah, I disagree.
Worry
I think
about
it's
winning football games, Chip Kelly. We don't want you to be the commissioner of
college
football.
That's another story.
How about that?
I think Chip's suggestion is great. And one thing he's saying, and I know this isn't the scope of our conversation, but Rob, we talked about it. When Stanford's in the freaking ACC, as might happen, how's lacrosse and wrestling and heck, even basketball to some degree, but you know, the games that are played on Tuesdays and Thursday nights, how are these kids going to travel from Stanford to North Carolina to play a soccer game? It's ridiculous. So he's saying keep the conferences regional as they are geographically and then let the football programs play independent. Now, I couldn't care less if it's independent or if they build some major conferences for the, you know, Power of Five and, you know, the 64, if you want to limit it to that, or 75 or however many teams you think really realistically can compete for a national championship. Put them in two, three, four conferences with different divisions and have a legit playoff. And this is where I think it was some I won't say broken because I enjoyed it and everything. But, Rob, we have had, like, it hasn't been as real in terms of determining the champion as other sports. But, heck, up until recently, it was mythical. Who was the mythical? I mean, why? Can we settle it on the field? And then now we have the playoff, which is better, but it's still, you know, you're hand-picking teams that don't play the same schedules, don't play each other. I get it. You do that with basketball, but you do it, you pick 68 teams. You're picking four. I think if they go in independent schedules or, you know, independent teams and play their schedules or different conferences, and then you just have a playoff setup like the NFL, where you qualify for the playoffs based on your record, and then we end up being crowned, having a real champion crown that settled it on the field. And I think the thing, right, I get the tradition you're talking about. You can make the playoff games the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, so on and so forth. And if you're independent scheduling, Michigan and Ohio State can still play. Georgia and LSU can still play. Like, you can make those games so you still have those regional rivalries.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I think that some of the changes that have been made to college football already have destroyed it. We've seen a ton of lopsided postseason games, all kinds of stuff because they were expanding the field and putting teams that really don't belong in these mixes of the, like, lopsided games that have hurt college football.
Well, we saw that when it was just four. I mean, it's still just
it's
four,
worse but. Now. I think it's worse. Like, if you go look at the margin of victory, Chris, the last few years, I don't have it in front of me. We've talked about it a couple times. It's gotten worse because you're expanding the teams that just don't really can play with the big boys and aren't really a viable champion. So you can go ahead and do what you want as far as continuing to expand it and take away. I just think everything doesn't have to be changed. I'm not against changing some things and things, some things that have worked out, but to just destroy and tear down everything and make college football the NFL, that's what made it different. It doesn't have to be the NFL. I don't want college football to be the NFL. College football should be college football.
It's not going to be the NBA, NFL. Not, I mean, you're still going to have those rivalries. It's just picking a real winner. Is the FCS, I always get them mixed up, FCS, SBS, Division I AA, is that the NFL? They have a playoff, like a real playoff with 24 teams, I believe, make it. Every other sport at every other level has a playoff to pick a champion. They don't sit there and pick these four, like, everyone, including football at the different levels, Division III, Division II, Division I, NAIA. Why can't we do it at the Division I? Division I AA, I meant. You know, we can do it at Division I.
Well, I'm going to give you a number. 19 of the last 27 playoff games have been blowouts.
So what?
10 points.
I mean, we got blowouts and everything.
No, but I'm telling you, it's because you keep expanding the field of
they
people.
They have four teams. Okay. How's that expanding? They haven't expanded it yet.
They keep this is what I'm saying. Is it going to get even worse?
No,
it's
going to get worse. Playoff games. We see blowouts in sports at all levels.
I just don't want – to me – leave college football to have it be unique and be its own thing. You don't have to be the NFL. Eventually, they're going to want to move it to Sunday too, right?
Let's
make it Sunday.
Let's be realistic. You think they really want to compete with the NFL? No.
I'm just saying.
They have their day. They stay on Saturdays. And I'm not trying to make it the NFL. When I say, you know, an NFL format, I'm simply saying teams quality, like, conferences and divisions and teams qualify for the playoffs. It's as simple as that. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it's got to be the NFL, and it won't be the NFL. I mean, Rob, the NCAA tournament, we don't even know the players anymore. And I'm saying the casual friends, we. You know, like, because they're all in the NBA at that age, the best ones. But people still tune in for the NCAA tournament. Certainly the first few rounds because of that tradition, even though it's much different than it was just 15 years ago. And certainly when you and I were growing up, people will still be into college football because it's great and it's on Saturdays. And you have the rivalries that you can, you don't have to run away from those rivalries. So I think what Chip Kelly's saying is actually fair to the other non-football athletes. Or non-revenue generating athletes. You just can't have them traipsing all over the country on a weeknight when they're supposed to be students.
I agree with that.
You know, it's just, it's, and I agree with you, Rod. Deion Sanders said it. These dudes just after money. There's no doubt about it. They're saying this is how we make the most money. So don't dare get mad at the kids when they want to get their NIL. I know you're not. I'm just saying, don't get mad at the kids when they're making their NIL money. Because adults are throwing away. I mean, Rob, these decisions don't even make sense. Geographically.
They don't care. They just want the money. How can they make the most money? That's all they care about. Hey, if we stay here in the Big 12 or we go and we move over to that conference, we're going to make another $13 million. Oh, we're doing it. Okay, we don't care about anything. We don't care about the kids got to go play volleyball. UCLA going to play volleyball at Penn State on a Tuesday night. Yeah, okay. And you're supposed to be a college student? Yeah, right.
I hear you. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Do you like Chip Kelly's idea? Football and I guess maybe basketball, their independence, and all the other sports have their conferences that are geographically based. Makes sense to me. What are your thoughts? 877-99 on Fox. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Listen to Comeback Stories. I'm Darren Waller. You may know me best as a tight end for the New York Giants. You may also know me for my story of overcoming addiction and alcoholism. You may have heard a few of my tracks as an artist or a producer, and you may have seen the work that I've done through my foundation. And you may know my friend and co-host, Donnie Starkins, as well. He's a mindfulness teacher, a yoga instructor, a life coach, a man fully invested in seeing people reach their fullest potential. And we've come to form this platform of Comeback Stories to really highlight not only our own adversity, but adversity in the lives of well-known guests with amazing stories. Catch us every week on Comeback Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Chip Kelly says that football, college football, big time should be independent. And the rest of the sports should be in their conferences geographically. What are your thoughts?
Sean in Oregon, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Sean?
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
You know, we just lost our biggest game of the year here in Oregon. I know the Super Bowl's real big, but the Civil War has always been the biggest game in this state. Fills up all the watering holes, all the pubs, and it's really sad to see these regional rivalries going to the wayside because college sports is regional.
Yep.
You know, and this all started, back when, I look at what happened with Texas and Texas A&M. When Texas left. I've seen a lot of stuff been going on in the country the last couple of years. And then this, I like what you say about the kids and their education, because I can't listen to people talk about the travel time when I'm looking at baseball teams and basketball teams with crippled up old guys having to travel. These kids can sleep in a chair a lot better than anyone else. But their education is a big deal, and that's what people should be talking about. It's not so much the travel, but the education.
We are talking about the education from this standpoint, right, that you can't have somebody to fly from UCF, from L.A. to Penn State to State College and go to class. How are they going to go to class?
Football games for the most part on Saturdays.
But I'm talking about volleyball
Just saying to the caller, that's why we're saying the different sports.
Right.
Yeah, all the other teams are playing on weeknights.
It's crazy. Right. Yeah, they don't play Saturday
there's
night.
No way.
Exactly. They play three games a week. Gary in Houston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Gary?
Yeah, okay. So, I don't really care about his idea. Okay, there are two things I want to see. First thing is get rid of the divisions and balance the schedules. Georgia was the best team last year.
Right.
They have a cookie schedule. They get to avoid Bama and LSU. Colorado won one game, and they have arguably the toughest schedule in the whole country. And the second thing I want to see is make the 12-team playoff format next year home field advantage. That way you keep the integrity of the regular season.
Okay. All right. I mean, a balanced schedule, Rob, if you put them in conferences and divisions, that you would get some of that.
Right.
You know?
Because
he's right. I mean, teams are playing schedules that aren't even remotely the same.
Tony in Washington, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tony?
Hey, I'm a devout college football fan, but I'm too old for all this. I mean, this doesn't make it any sense. I mean, you're going to put Cal and Stanford on the Atlantic Coast?
Right.
That just far away from the Atlantic coast you can get.
Right.
I know.
I get it.
Well, none of it makes sense. They're still calling it the Big Ten.
Right.
And the Big 12. And
they got 40 teams, Tony, in the Big Ten.
I'm just too old. Like, I can't handle it anymore. Thank you, boss.
Yep. Appreciate
all right.
it.
Thanks for the call.
Can we squeeze one more in real quick?
Yep.
Is that Sal in Orlando? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Sal?
How y'all doing, man? First off, love the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Rob, man, first, I got to say, I love you, brother, but you're wrong. And I'm so sick of hearing these same opinions. It's what you were talking about earlier with, like, the lopsided victories. Now, look. Y'all said, you heard, I'm calling from Orlando, so in full transparency, I'm a UCF fan, UCF alumni. We're happy we made it to the Big 12 before all these dominoes started falling. But I got two big points here. First, teams should absolutely be able to control their own destiny. I mean, you're going to be advancing or not advancing based on your results on the field, not based on some committee making a decision, you know, which is biased right. and based on, like, brands. So that's my first one. Second one, about the lopsided victories. Of course you're going to be getting lopsided results now. But once recruits start seeing they have access to the playoffs, they'll play for other teams other than Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State. Like, you're going to start seeing those quality recruits spread out, and that playing field will level out.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. That's not true. That's not true. I want you to call back here in 10 years when some of these smaller schools win the national championship, because it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen.
UCF already has the top recruiting in the Big 12.
They going to win the championship? Are they going to win the national championship? Are they?
Who knows?
No, it's not who knows. No, they're not. No, they're not.
Same thing about TCU.
No, they're not. They're not winning a national championship. TCU, what did they lose, 100-0 in the championship? Stop it, Sal. I know you're a homer. You're hoping and wishing and praying. You're a homer.
Where I agree with Sal is that you can't use there's blowouts to say it's not good.
Chris,
I mean, there's blowouts in everything. How many times did we see blowouts in the Super Bowl?
But we haven't seen them like we've seen more of late in college football. Like, the games are unwatchable.
No,
they're unwatchable.
You're overestimate. You're overstating.
And Sell is just a homer and wants UCF.
And part of it is, I mean, all the best players are going to Alabama and Georgia. I mean,
they're not going to go to these other schools like they think.
Maybe with the NIL, if schools step up, that might be a way of getting
more kids. Chris, how long before, like, some other school that's not, you know, in the top 8 or 10, Michigan can't even win a national championship. How these other schools, Michigan can't, they haven't won
a
championship.
Have a playoff. Chris, hey, let them settle it on the field.
A championship in 300 years. I mean, that's right.
Okay. All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob Tyson's Tower of Trivia
today.
Is coming up. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's time for Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
Vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
Yeah! This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
It is Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, the segment that proves you don't even got to like sports to work in sports media. It's everyone's favorite segment, including Nick Cope, who said that he gave Steve DeSager the common cold specifically so we could fill in tonight and catch Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. Of course,
wow.
The star of this segment, our resident DJ, the King of the Anime Senpai podcast. Check out his podcast, Shallow Oceans, where he gets real deep on that one.
That is deep, actually.
My guy, Alex Tyshirt.
What's up, guys?
And Chris, man.
Shallow Oceans.
Alex is walking around here with a tank top on, sporting the guns, and he's got a tan.
Safety on, don't worry.
I'm going to tell you, Chris, he's darker than you right now.
It's true, actually.
That's a low bar, though. That's right. That's not saying much.
Because Chris looks like he's been bleached, right? To say.
I mean, no disrespect, but I think I'm tanner than Chris even in wintertime. So
no,
that's
you
okay.
might be. You're
it's
right.
It's close. It's a battle. There's no question.
We get a lot of DMs on the corporate account.
I'm a light
saying,
brother.
Stop
yes.
calling yourselves the first national show with two black guys. There's only one.
There's only one.
No, I'm black. I'm black. I told y'all now. What my birth certificate said.
It says Negro, right?
Yeah, yes. That's black.
I can't
Negro.
Believe. See, I was born.
I was
in New
born
York,
in Louisiana.
Yeah.
I was born in the South.
But you're younger than me, and they still use that term on your birth certificate.
I guess so. I gotta find out. My brother was born in Ohio. I don't know what his says. My his says I feel like his says black.
You know what? I checked out mine. Mine says Hall of Famer.
Two-time.
You forgot the two-time, Rob.
Do we all have to start bragging about our accomplishments now?
Yes.
I mean, my
Can I glow for a couple days?
You've been gloating. You've been gloating for weeks.
The only thing that's going to be better is when Chris comes on every day and he's like, you know, on the TV show that I host, Fox Sports 1.
Right, I mean, really.
Just every single day.
Come on.
He doesn't do that every day?
No, I don't.
Give me the money shot. All right, let's go.
All right, guys, in honor of CJ Stroud's terrible debut in preseason football, all of these topics.
Terrible?
Two for four. With a sack and an interception.
Yes, the interception's
See,
a bad
this
thing.
Is why I like Chris. Chris's bar is so
he's
low.
A preseason.
He's like, hey, CJ Stroud played all right.
No,
Tony Parker
I didn't say that.
Blogged
but I mean,
in the Hall of Fame.
Right. Can a brother get a little protection? My God.
He's so low.
I can see
it.
CB defending Baker
he
Mayfield.
He threw it
yeah,
four times.
Baker Mayfield's got a lot of spunk to him. Dak Prescott is elite, by the way.
That. Spent a lot of time in commercials, Rob.
And I'm off the elite. I'm off the Dak's elite.
Thank God.
Jeez Louise. Just, that's why he thinks that me and Alex are like so great at our jobs, because the bar is just
so
unbelievably low.
Well, who said I think y'all great at
hey, speak for your Hey, take a point off of CB,
bar ain't,
please.
Bar ain't that low, bro.
All right, we flipped the coin here the update.
Take a point off CB.
And even though Chris won the coin flip, Rob's going to get questions.
Yes, sir.
All right, all of these are Houston Texans teams. Let's get to it. The Texans currently play in the AFC blank division with the Titans, Colts, and Jags, Rob.
Alex, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Chris, don't listen, Chris.
All right, here we go.
Take your headphones
off. Here we go,
off.
Alex.
Take your headphones off. No, all right, I'm ready.
Here we go. North.
South.
Yeah. Why did you point down when you said
North?
Rob G, you are not a good commissioner.
Why?
You let Rob cheat.
Has a home field advantage,
he
Chris.
Does.
If you were in studio, you could do the same thing.
He doesn't need to cheat.
Chris, just come into the studio
come
tomorrow.
To the studio
Rob
tomorrow.
Holding up signs.
Next time you're
pointing.
In L.A., no matter what
pointing
day of the
shoe.
Week is, we'll do Titus Tower of Trivia. So you can have the same advantages.
Unbelievable.
It's like you don't,
madness.
You don't blame the Patriots for playing outdoors in the snow.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? What are you going to do? All right, here we go. Level number two, over to Chris. The most recent Texans rebuild was jump-started when they traded Deshaun Watson to the Cleveland blank.
I like Deshaun.
Blacks?
What?
Black?
Rob looks offended. He has this side eye like, I don't think you could say that,
Well,
guys.
First off, I don't know if he asked if I was ready, Rob.
I know he didn't.
So I don't know if I'm ready for
See,
this.
Alex knows.
Alex, are you ready?
He's just trying to decide, am I going to give Chris this point, these points or not? You
I don't
know,
Chris,
you know.
That's a very tough clue. I don't know what
Blacks?
You could be. Rob, he could be talking about a dinner engagement. He could be talking about astrological charts. I'm so confused here. But, Chris, I'm going to go on a crazy guess and say brown.
That is correct.
Okay.
You know what I was going to say?
Rob, what you talking about what? It was obvious.
No, black and brown? I wouldn't have said that. You know what I would have said?
What would you say?
I would have said either Buster
Brown.
Or I would have said spicy. Spicy.
I don't know
spicy
about
brown
spicy.
Mustard.
Mustard.
No. All right, I would have said Buster.
I said black,
I would have
not
said
brown.
Yeah. No, I know, but I would have said Buster Brown. Okay, go ahead.
All right, back to you, Rob. All tied up at 10 apiece. Back in 2020, the Texans famously blew a 24-0 lead in a divisional playoff loss to the Kansas City blank.
All right, Alex, you ready?
Thank you. Finally, somebody asked me. I'm ready.
All right.
I wasn't ready on that last one. I don't know how I got it.
You know, I mean, I don't want anybody to come down on me if I'm using this term and it's not politically correct.
Okay. I mean, I got a dumb button. We'll find out. Morning?
No.
Oh, sorry.
Just say you're going to dump it, but don't dump it and see what happens.
Yeah, I'm down.
We all know what you're going to say. I know, at least.
Indian?
Question again?
The Kansas City blank.
Indian.
Oh, the hand motion, Chief.
Yeah!
Thank you.
Hand motion, set it off.
If I didn't see that hand motion for a sec, I would have been lost, Rob.
What'd
thank
he do,
you.
Put it on his head like it was a feather.
He did the Florida State Seminole.
This is unbelievable.
What, was I doing the chop?
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
I'm playing this game in protest. I'm just letting y'all know, I'm playing this game in protest.
All right, here we go.
Because I couldn't say Native American.
That's two words, yeah.
Chief, so I
that's
couldn't
true.
Do it. I'm sorry.
Rob would rather risk his job security.
that's a real player.
Risk losing this game.
That's a real player right
I
there,
love
Rob.
It. All right, here we go. Level number four, back to Chris Broussard. The Texans had their most success when they were led on offense by Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins. They both played their college ball for the Clemson blank.
Alex, you ready?
I'm so ready now. Thank you. Good. I was nervous there.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Lions?
Rob's looking at me kind of weird right now.
Oh, my.
Rob, stop doing that to me.
Heard that extra word, Chris.
Right.
Cheater.
What?
Because he said, did you hear what he said?
I was looking at something happened on the game.
No.
It was a great play.
He's a cheater.
It was a great play, and I was like, oh, my.
No, it wasn't. You're reciting something.
What a play.
Unbelievable.
Tigers.
That is
yeah.
Good.
Bears, oh, my.
Man, I'm up in here.
It's
I'm
cheating.
Up in here.
That's like the Wizard of Oz, lions and tigers. And my. Lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my.
All right, back to Rob. We got a perfect game
going.
It was
a great play. You should have seen it.
The Texans only have one player in
That's
the Ring
ridiculous.
Of Honor right now. That, of course, is former wide receiver Andre Blank.
No. They put Tony Parker in, didn't they? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, see? They might have.
Too
the
soon.
Bar's
not
so low.
Funny.
Okay.
Too soon, Rob.
Okay.
Too soon.
Kind of makes it more funny when you say not funny.
All right, we ready?
Rob, you got to make CB the bouncer
okay,
of your party
go.
So anybody can get in.
Yeah, anybody
Rob,
will be
60th,
in.
Y'all, Bruce Arnold in front.
You know what? All of a sudden, I'll have 600
He's like,
people
hey,
in there.
Hey, what's up, guy with no drinks. Shirt? Come on in.
Exactly. Okay, here we go. You ready, Alec?
Yes,
ready?
I'm ready.
John.
Wait, Rob. What was that?
You can't repeat it, Rob. I don't know what that was.
No. I didn't say it. All right.
Mr. Commissioner,
do
your voice go to me?
No, Rob.
You said the word.
I didn't say
what
it.
Was that?
I didn't
you
say
said
it.
The
I
word.
I did not. I said,
Alex,
right.
Get the bongo.
No, I didn't say it. I did not say it.
Those points have to go.
No.
Rob G, take control.
No, I didn't say
this
it.
This is ridiculous. Who's running this thing?
We're going to hit a buzzer. No points will be awarded over to Chris.
So this is it, right?
This is for nine. If you get it, you win. Yep.
All right.
Otherwise, Rob gets a chance to steal and win.
I don't know what I was thinking.
Me either.
Rob, what were you
go
doing?
Ahead. Go ahead.
I'm going to win, and I'm being cheated again.
Rob went full Russell Wilson. He's at the goal line about to run it in.
I know, and I threw an interception.
Chris, I need a clue.
Right. It was Daniel Jones tripping at the goal line after running 75.
All right, let's go.
Rob G, what's up?
No, I told you. It's over to you.
I need a clue.
Oh, I thought it was the next question.
No, it goes right to
you. No, I mean,
he didn't give anything.
All right, read it again.
Texans only have one player in the Ring of Honor, former wide receiver Andre Blank.
Magic?
Johnson.
Get the bongo! I overcame! I did not play the victim! I did not let the fact that he was cheating
come
against me!
We're way late.
I had to come! I brought my best! I stuck with it! I said it doesn't matter if he cheats!
Oh, God.
I'm the best! I'm the greatest! I'm pretty!
Alex,
I'm so pretty! It's
Alex,
appropriate that this is playing!
I was hoping that you would get Johnson and Johnson.
Keep it locked.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person
anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Now Stroud, hanging in, throws it to the near side, picked up. And on the return for the Pats, sidestepping ahead is Mills. He takes it back across the middle, trying to turn the corner on the far side. It's still on his feet until he takes the spill at the 24.
All right, that was the Progressive play of the day. Progressive's making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com. or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. And that play of the day, of course, was rookie quarterback C.J. Stroud throwing an interception in his first NFL game. It's a preseason game against the New England Patriots, but it is what it is. He went 2-for-4. Rob G., what, 13 yards? The interception was horrible. He basically threw it right to the Patriots player. I mean, it was bad. So, look, welcome to the NFL. He went to a team that was 3-13, 3-13-1. What'd you expect? You expect him to come out there and light it up? Did Peyton Manning light it up right away? No. So, I doubt C.J. Stroud will. He's going to have some growing pains. But you go through them. Trevor Lawrence looked bad his rookie year. He was in a bad situation, but so is C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, but nobody's making it like that. It's just that you talk about what happened today. If he went 4 for 4 and threw 3 touchdowns, people would be ranting and raving about it.
Really? In a preseason game against third stringers?
Yep, they would. Yes, they would. If he threw 3 touchdowns,
he wasn't even
going
to play long enough to throw 3 touchdowns.
I'm just saying, it is what it is. It doesn't define his career, but people are going to look and talk about it.
Rob G's writing him off already.
Rob G's not writing off anybody.
Rob G.
Of course I'm not writing him off.
He called him terrible.
He had a terrible game. And did he not have a terrible game?
It was a rough introduction to the league. That's what it was.
Yeah, he had a bad game. It's okay to say that, Chris. It's okay to have standards.
It's not the end of the world. Right. It's okay.
Oh, all right.
It's okay.
It's cool.
It's all right.
But, yeah, Chris, I mean, Houston – all I know is I'm the champ.
Chris's middle name should be Kumbaya because he just wants everything to be good. Chris Kumbaya Broussard. That's your nickname.
I'm a peaceful man.
No, you are peaceful. That's what I'm saying. You are.
But I call it like I see it, and I was just saying because it sounded like Rob G was writing him off. Okay, you weren't good.
No, I just want you to be my agent moving forward, Chris. I want you to have a very stern letter and phone call with my boss, Scott Shapiro, about why we all deserve more money.
Right. How much more do you want, Rob G?
I want $1 more than Rob Parker gets.
Is that it?
Wow.
I want to reset the market. Shout out to Deshaun Watson.
As your agent, Rob G?
Yes.
Dream on.
Wow.
Agents have to be honest.
All of a sudden,
agents
Chris is like, I can't do all that.
Agents have to be honest.
Rob G, if I was your agent, I would get you that money. And I'd say to Scott, he's not going to be. You want him. What day you need him? He might not be there.
He's skipping training camp.
That's right.
He ain't showing up.
Rob G is an integral part of the show.
He's a big part. Everybody is. That's why.
Part.
And the same thing with Alex and
You saying
people.
We should all get the same that. Amount of money, Rob?
No, I didn't say that.
No, what we're saying is when it's contract time, we all ask you for $1 more than the last guy, right,
that's
Rob?
That's it. Chris,
part of the union.
Well, I have the Chris Broussard clause in my contract. It's got to be 59 cents more than Chris. I don't care what the number is. That's it.
Like
Chris
I said Broussard to Rob clause. G, dream on. It is the Odd Couple. We out!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.